Hello, my name is Taylor Littlelo, and today I will be interviewing my dad, Bevis Littlelo. Dad, can you tell me about a time when you experienced racism?
Sure, Taylor. I was in high school, my junior year of high school, and I went to Bayside High School, which is in Bayside, Queens, New York. And at the time, Bayside was a predominantly white neighborhood, mostly I think Italians and some Greek. And it was approximately an hour and a half, probably away from where I lived, by bus. And we took the city bus to school and to home. And it took place in the fall. And I played football in high school, so we had football practice after school. And we always tried to wait for the bus in groups for safety. And there was this one day when it was just me and one of my friends, my best friends, waiting for the bus, and a carload of Caucasian men drove past and yelled out racial slurs at me and my friend. And we responded by saying something back. Well, they decided to promptly turn around and come back towards us. And as we saw that, fearing for our safety, we started running. So we were running down the street in the opposite direction from the car when a bus was coming in the other direction. And I guess the bus driver realized that we were in a bit of trouble and that we were being chased by a group of guys that had intentions of doing us harm. And he stopped the bus and opened the doors and let me and my friend get on the bus. And he closed the doors before those group of guys could get on the bus and attack us. Bus driver took off and drove down the road, kept us safe. He probably saved our lives. If not our lives, we probably would have been seriously injured and hurt if those guys had caught up to us. If it wasn't for him, I don't know what would have happened to us.
What do you think I should learn from your story?
Well, I think something that you can learn from my story is that, one, you should think carefully before responding to negative situations, whether it be racism,
bullying,
or just
people being mean,
yeah, because you just don't know how they're going to react. You should take into consideration where you are, what could possibly happen to you if that person or persons decides to respond aggressively. It's also a commentary on where we are as a society, because this happened 26 years ago.
That's a long time ago,
yeah. And stuff like that is still happening today, right? You have those people that chased that guy down that was jogging. Those two men that chased him down and beat him up and killed him because they didn't think he needed to be in their neighborhood. That's similar to what would have happened to me if those guys had caught up to me and my friend. So I think we should definitely be careful with what we say and what we do, and be really conscious of our surroundings and be safe.
Thank you.